More than 40,000 men and women climbed the Chilkoot Pass during the winters of 1897 and 1898. They left behind an impressive legacy of determination and effort. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. The legacy of those fortune-seeking men and women is surprisingly well documented in journals, diaries, newspaper accounts, and even fiction. This summer, a class during the UAF summer sessions will explore that legacy using the words of those who actually made the trip. Like many UAF summer sessions classes, the course will be much more than reading in a classroom. Dr. Frank Buskey, chairman of the English department, will be teaching it.
We're going to be offering a course, English 295, I think it is, called North to the Klondike, the Trail of 98. We are going to be reading accounts of the difficulties that the gold miners faced as they climbed over the Chilkoot Pass to go down to the gold fields of the Klondike. We'll spend about a week doing that. We'll also look at some films. And then we are going to be driving down to Skagway, and the class and I will walk over the Chilkoot Trail, just as the miners did back in 1897 and 1898.
The readings for the class will be varied, but will reflect the variety of written records available.
We do have a textbook, and that is Pierre Burton's book called The Klondike Fever, which is the most exhaustive and best written of all the stories of going into the Klondike. We'll read some of the poems of Sam Dunham. We'll read about Joaquin Miller and one of his poems. We will read about attempts by Hamlin Garland to get to the Klondike. In some ways, the name that we've given the course is not accurate, because the material will cover more than just people walking over the Chilkoot. But it will cover that particular gold rush period that began in late July, early August 1897, and continued until the White Pass and Yukon Railroad opened for service in January of 1899, I think, something like that.
Some obscure works will be used to shed light on, or in some cases set straight, more famous authors' writings.
One of the things we will be reading, for example, is the journal of a man named Thompson. This is a fellow who never wrote anything except this journal, and the only reason we read it is because a young man named Jack London joined Thompson's party, and this is the only record that we have of Jack London going to the Klondike, because he did not keep a journal, and whatever he wrote after he got back to the States, of course, is totally unreliable. So this is the only way that we know anything about that particular period of time in his life.
The course is cross-referenced with the History Department. Students may register for either History or English credit. The highlight, of course, will actually be the hike across the Chilkoot. The trail itself should impress the images of the writing in all participants' minds.
I understand that we'll be 4 or 5 days on the trail. Each person will be carrying his or her own sleeping bag, and of course some of the provisions that we're going to need, our food and so forth, and whatever clothing that we require. I do not know how many miles we'll be able to walk each day. At the beginning of the trail, the gradient is not severely steep. As we get out to about milepost 12, and from there on out, things get rather more grim, and it seems as though we are going straight up. One of the most famous pictures from the period is the one taken by Hegg, of course, of this line of what looks like little black ants crawling up his sugar cube, but it's really this parade of hundreds of men trying to make their way up Chilkoot Pass with their packs on their backs.
Buskey is looking forward to teaching the course and hiking the trail. He believes that there's something of interest for almost everyone.
It's history, literature in the form, say, of the poems of Robert Service depicting Jack London, the persons who like diaries, journals, all that kind of thing. Anyway, and above all, people who love the out-of-doors and like to get out and walk and look and see what's going on out there. Also people who like to write, who like to keep journals, who like to record their own impressions of what it's like to be in the out-of-doors, and the feelings that they have and the things that they see. So it's just not for anybody. That is anybody who's in reasonably good health and who can make the walk.
North of the Klondike, the Trail of 98, is just one of more than 100 courses offered during summer sessions this year. For additional information on any course during summer sessions, call 474-7021. Dr. Frank Buskey is the head of the English Department at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.